Chapter 19.
Gourley stood among the gaping crowd. Soldiers of Barnabas were falling from the sky. He pushed his way closer and eyed the broken bodies on the street. A man shoved him out of the way.
"Excuse you,"
Gourley said, in an old man's fragile voice. A rugged character looked down into his eyes.
"Go back to your quarters and knit some trousers, why don't you?"
Gourley pulled a shawl over his narrow shoulders and moved on, taking a moment to lean on a lamppost. His body quavered a little. Typical of older men he'd seen before.
"They'll be looking for someone bigger. Someone stronger."
"Out of the way,"
a soldier said, leading squads of them out of the great tower. He dispatched them throughout the entire city in groups of four. Their eyes were wild and fearful. He could hear them whispering among themselves. Two of them were to die for every hour he was not found. It chilled him. They started shaking everyone down and questioning them about the Triant and where it went. Fingers pointed in all directions.
"All of this over me. How twisted Celine is."
He fought the urge to look up. He swore he could feel Celine's eyes on him from above. A terrible sound filled the air, causing him to shudder. Screams came forth from the crowd and people scrambled through the streets. Dragons dropped from the rooftops and onto the road. They roared at everything that moved. People fell to their hands and knees, cowering in front of the terrifying beasts.
"Dragons and soldiers are looking for me now. Kuzan!"
Gourley shuffled in with the mob and went with the flow. He had no idea where to go.
"Need a safe place to hide. Away from the commotion."
The farther the crowd went, the more it thinned. He sighed and took a seat on the porch of a storefront. All the doors were closed and the streets were becoming empty. Gourley wrung his withered hands together and dipped his head. He was exhausted, drained.
"Need rest. Need much rest."
Escaping from the deep had taken it all out of him. And then the long trek here. He could barely move. Dragon roars echoed down the street, causing him to jump.
"Sultans of Sulphur! There are dragons and soldiers everywhere, working together. This is madness."
He swore he could feel the great presence of Celine above.
"She certainly must be the most powerful person in the world."
A person who controlled both men and dragons. And her tail, blacker than coal and full of scales. The scales looked just like Nath dragons. He and Bezog had talked much about the return of the black dragons. Now he had no doubt he knew of two of them. They were the most formidable people he'd ever met in the world.
You!
A hard voice said.
"Get over here!"
A pair of soldiers approached. Both had swords out and nervous looks in their eyes. Gourley struggled to rise and sat back down.
"I said get over here!"
the soldier said.
"I can barely move my withered legs,"
Gourley said, holding out a trembling hand.
"Can you help me up? That mob ran over me."
The soldiers marched over, grabbed him by the wrist and jerked him up. Gourley exclaimed.
"My bones are brittle. You'll break me in two."
The soldier grabbed him by the collar and pulled him up to his toes.
"I don't care if I break all your bones. What I want to know is if you've seen anything strange."
The soldier held his sword to Gourley's throat. Desperation was in the man's eyes. Gourley's head beaded with sweat. The soldier said,
"Someone like you would notice when strange things happen. Did you or did you not see something odd coming out of the great tower of Narnum?"
He pressed the sword into Gourley's wrinkled neck.
"I'm a good judge of character. I'll know if you're truthful or if you're lying."
"I've no desire to lie,"
Gourley said, pushing himself into a sitting position.
"I've always wanted the best for this city. I saw a monster, great huge and scary, running through the streets. It fled toward the stables.
He pointed.
The roadway out, perhaps. Even with my old eyes, I could see him. But when the ground shook under his great feet, I trembled and hid my eyes.
The soldiers looked at one another, and one said,
How could something that big disappear so fast?
He looked up.
And with all those dragons around, too. Lousy, overlooking lizards? No, we have to find him.
Gorley withheld his smile. He had pulled off quite a feat. A dragon roared from above. The soldier's head snapped up. The dragon had a soldier in its claws, and it circled the great tower. Gorley could hear the soldier scream when the dragon dropped him and he was falling. The soldiers glanced at him and each other with terror in their eyes. The soldier here stuffed his sword in his scabbard and grabbed Gorley by the hair.
If you see anything, you'd better tell us.
He let go gruffly, and they both took off running toward the stables. Gorley shook his head.
I almost feel sorry for them. Should I?
Once he was sure they were gone, he got on his feet with a groan. At the moment, he really did feel old. Every bit of his energy was sapped.
At least I made it this far.
He shuffled down the street, heading away from the sounds of the commotion and dragons.
I just need a nap. There must be somewhere safe a man can curl up around here.
All around, soldiers pounded on doors and kicked them in. Dragon claws, blue, gray, and yellow, clicked on the cobblestones as the dragons slunk through the streets. From the tops of the buildings, they watched, making piercing cries like hawks. There wasn't any sanctuary anywhere in the city. He slogged through the town, peering into storefronts, down alleys. His entire body was shaking. His stomach groaned, and he rubbed his belly.
How long did Bletford the Triant say I slept? A week? No wonder I'm so weak and starving.
If he could, he would have changed into a soldier and blended in, but he didn't have the strength. That would be the easy way, assuming a dragon didn't snatch him, fly him up, and drop him for dead.
I've flown with a dragon once, and that should last for a lifetime for me.
He sighed, shuffled along, and continued on his quest to find rest. Narnum, the free city, was huge, wide open. There must have been 1,000 places to hide. But without any friends or allies, he couldn't find one. He kept walking until he found himself face to face with the edge of the city. The countryside, its farms and green hills, looked like freedom. But it was anything but that. Towers, bulwarks, and great weapons of war surrounded it now. He could see dragons crawling through high grasses and soldiers marching through the fields. He shook his head.
Is there anywhere peaceful left in this world?
He leaned against a building.
If I were a Triant, where would I hide? That's where they'll be looking.
Narnum had bridges, huge barns, and storehouses. The rivers were said to be as deep as they were wide. While running through town with the crowd, he'd seen soldiers rowing up and down the rivers, poking sticks into the water, and a dragon slithering through the grass to slip into the river. He pulled the shawl tighter around his shoulders.
If you can't hide in the river, where can you hide?
He scanned left and right. No one was about. It was just him leaning back against a building that overlooked the river.
Maybe the best place to hide is right in front of their faces.
He pulled his knees up to his chest and tucked his head between them. His belly growled.
Just rest, Gorley. Rest. You can find something to eat later.
A gentle breeze stirred, bending the reeds along the river. The sweet sound of the wind put him right to sleep. Gorley hadn't moved for hours when his head popped up and hit the building.
Ow!
He muttered. It was dark now. He could hear the voices of soldiers and see lanterns and torches in the fields, and others cast shadows in the streets. He was rubbing his eyes and yawning when he heard a rumble nearby. The blood in his veins turned to ice, and his heart pounded in his chest. A large black creature moved toward him. A lion-like face emerged from the shadows and came face to face with him. Gorley swallowed hard. The feline fury touched him nose to nose. Its scaled paws pinned his toes to the ground, and smoke rolled from its nose. Hot saliva dripped from its mouth and sizzled on his leg. Gorley screamed.
No!